In the day's other news, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy faced news disclosures that he criticized far-right Republicans after January 6th of last year. The New York Times released another recorded conversation with McCarthy following the attack on the U.S. Capitol. In it, he warns that some lawmakers could incite fresh violence with their fiery statements.
Tension is too high. The country is too crazy. I do not want to look back and think we caused something or we missed something and someone got hurt. I don't want to play politics with any of that.
In public, McCarthy made no criticism of the lawmakers or of former President Trump. And today, he met with House Republicans and received a standing ovation. Lawyers for Mr. Trump appealed a contempt finding today and fines of $10,000 a day. A state judge in New York cited him for failing to hand over documents in a civil investigation. That centers on allegations that the Trump Organization misled bankers and tax officials about the value of its properties. It's unclear whether the appeal puts the fines on hold. A battle over Native American rights has returned to the U.S. Supreme Court. A 2020 decision had barred Oklahoma from prosecuting crimes against Native Americans on reservations. Today, the state argued that's led to chaos because federal and tribal prosecutors are overworked. Tribal leaders said Republican Governor Kevin Stitt wants to undermine their sovereignty. A scathing report released today finds police in Minneapolis have shown a stark pattern of racial discrimination against black residents. The investigation was ordered after George Floyd's murder by a white officer in 2020. Today, the Minnesota Human Rights Commissioner said the problems go back at least a decade.
Now, MPD's data shows that officers are more likely to stop black community members for longer. They're more likely to search black community members or their vehicles. They're more likely to cite black community members, use force against black community members, and arrest black community members during a traffic stop.
The report says the state and the city will negotiate an agreement on better training and communications. In China, authorities in Shanghai will begin new rounds of COVID testing to decide which areas can reopen. A lockdown lasting nearly a month confined most of the city's 25 million residents to their homes, sparking widespread anger. Meanwhile, in Beijing, millions have been tested for a second time this week as the capital battles its own outbreak. A court in Myanmar has sentenced the ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 5 years in jail in the first of 11 corruption cases against her. Suu Kyi had denied taking bribes of cash and gold from a political colleague. She's been held in an undisclosed location since last year's military coup. India's capital, New Delhi, was under an acrid haze today after a giant landfill caught fire. Fire crews battled the flames overnight, but the garbage heap, 17 stories tall, continued to spew fumes and smoke today. People living nearby said they fear for their health.
We're very scared. We inhale these gases causing diseases. I feel pain while breathing. There are many people like this. What to do?
There's a fire every year. It's not new. There is risk to life and livelihood. Many slum dwellings caught fire. People left. But what do we do?
Officials say that record heat caused decaying garbage to ignite. Overall, March was India's hottest month in more than a century, and April has been nearly as bad, with temperatures near 110 degrees. Back in this country, extreme drought has some 6 million Southern Californians facing mandatory cuts in water usage. The region's major supplier has ordered cities and public utilities to limit outdoor watering to once a week or pay hefty fines. The first 3 months of this year were the driest on record in California. New York State's highest court today rejected congressional districts drawn by Democratic state legislators. The court found the boundaries were gerrymandered to favor Democrats. It also ruled the legislature lacked authority to draw maps in the first place. Instead, a special master will make new maps. U.S. Supreme Court justices and federal judges will be held to stricter standards of financial disclosure. The House of Representatives gave final approval today to a bill that already cleared the Senate. It followed reports of federal judges who've heard cases involving companies in which they or family members own stock. President Biden is expected to sign the measure. SpaceX has launched 4 astronauts, 2 men and 2 women, to the International Space Station. The team includes Jessica Watkins, the first Black woman making a long-duration spaceflight. The Americans, 3 Americans and 1 Italian, blasted off in a Falcon rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida, early this morning. Plans call for them to spend 6 months on the station. And on Wall Street today, stocks had little to show for the day after a midday rally stalled. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 61 points to close at 33,301. The Nasdaq fell about 2 points. The S&P 500 added 8. Still to come on the NewsHour, how Syrians in Idlib view the war in Ukraine while trying to defend their province against Vladimir Putin. Harvard details its ties to slavery and promises a reckoning. Remembering Madeleine Albright, the first female U.S. Secretary of State, is celebrated at her funeral, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.